very active. You'll be hearing us call Brendan Dye and Ahmad Triplett all night long. As you mentioned earlier, Angelo Rankin has committed to the Navy, but Ahmad Triplett to the Army and Dylan Gilbert to the Air Force. So three players here tonight committed to the service academies.
Twins to the left, one man to the right. Scotty Pfeiffer, the starting quarterback. He's also the son of the quarterback's coach, as you heard Greg Merrick talk about earlier. He'll connect with an open man down near the 28-yard line. And on the run there, the talented Talon Shetron, another guy we heard about in the pregame show. That'll bring up a second down and four for the Edmond Santa Fe Wolves.
Just an underneath throw to the left side. Brendan Dye out there quickly to make the tackle. It's going to be second and short for the Wolves.
Here we go. Wolves under center. Pfeiffer, the quarterback, with one man behind him. Handoff, first man through. He's going to get up to about the 29-yard line. Fumble. Who's got it? Owosso has it, and they will take over on the Edmond Santa Fe 29-yard line. Just like that, we are literally 37 seconds into this ball game, and we've already got the football.
Great job that, Terry. I couldn't see with all the humanity there in the middle, but the ball was on the ground, and the Rams very quick to recover. This is how you like to start your offense, is give them a short field, as the Rams will start first and 10 from the Wolves' 29-yard line. That should make the quarterback feel more comfortable coming out on his first series.
Seth Hammer, in his first official capacity as a Ram quarterback, getting ready to take the snap for the first time. Or actually, Trey Goins in at quarterback. Is that what we're seeing? Handoff. First man through is going to be Cole Adams. 15, 10, 5. Touchdown to Owosso. Six on the board already at the 11-15 mark. And Owosso is already on top in the first game of the season.
That didn't take long, and Cole Adams didn't take long either, as he just scampered into the end zone.
Wow. 11-15 left to play. We will see what they do here as Hagan Hood is ready to try to kick the extra point. 11-15 left to go here. Here's the snap, the hold, the kick. It is up on the way. It is good, and it's 7-0 Owosso. This touchdown brought to you by Owosso First Assembly of God, reminding you, services start at 10:30 this Sunday, and Pastor Bruce McCarty and his crew welcoming you into their services. We'll be back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Owosso Ram Football, presented by InsideOwosso.com on 100.1 KYFM.
Taco Owosso, your choice for authentic Mexican food in Owosso. Taco Owosso is a proud supporter of Owosso Ram Athletics. Taco Owosso is home to the Taco Tray Party Tray. You've just got to try it. Check out the specials at TacoWasso.com. Taco Owosso, the big red food truck on 96th Street, just down from Lowe's at 96th and Garnett. Taco Owosso, where every day is Taco Tuesday. Great food daily at Taco Owosso.
Left to go in the first half. Owosso leading at 7-0. If you're just joining us, thank you for being with us on 100.1 KYFM and on the Owosso Sports Network, powered by Hometown Insurance and Agent Keith Too. He's, of course, right there behind Goodwill in the Three Lakes office complex, and you can go see him for a competitive quote on your insurance today. For the second time in this ballgame, L. Tremaine Neal back at the about the 5-yard line to receive things. The end-over-end kick back to Ward Neal. He's going to catch it at the 1 on his horse. He'll get to the 10, to the 15, up to the 20, up to the 25-yard line. That is where he is brought down by an Owosso defender. And on that stop is Christian Ray for the Rams. 11:08 left to go. If you're just joining us on radio, Owosso leading at 7-0 as they recovered a fumble and then on one play ran it in as Cole Adams skipped into the end zone and put six on the board, Steve.
Didn't take long. That's how you like to settle into a ball game, and that really settles this ball club down. You get one turnover and one play, one touchdown drive, and it's a 7-0 lead all of a sudden for the Rams.
And then a surprise with Trey Goins in at quarterback.
Didn't see that coming.
Thought it was going to be Austin Havens or it was going to be Seth Hammer, but it was Trey Goins. Flag on the play now as the Edmond Santa Fe Wolves. Yeah, it's going to be on Owosso as they couldn't launch here, and that's going to move it up to first down at 5 now for Edmond Santa Fe. 11:08 left to go in the first quarter. Don't forget you can follow InsideOwosso.com on Facebook for scoring updates throughout the ball game. Ryan Merrill is behind the controls of our social media tonight, and he'll be keeping everybody up to date. Trips to the left now. Pfeiffer, the quarterback for the Edmund Santa Fe Wolves, takes it off the right hash mark, fakes a handoff as he rolls left. Looking, he slides in to the 24-yard line there as he loses his footing, and he had a lot of pressure placed on him by the Owosso defense there, Steve.
Christian Ray burst into the backfield and really moved him out of the pocket, was unable to finish the play, but there was Ahmad Triplett to make sure that the quarterback goes down, so a significant loss of down and loss of yardage on that play.
7 yards for the loss as they had, of course, advanced on that penalty to the first down and five. Now it's second and 12. Pfeiffer splitting the hash marks as he drops back, rolls out to the right, looking for somebody to pass it to, and his pass deflected as he got it out of his arms, and then there Owosso's defense was to stop him again.
So, Grant, here's one of the things I see early on, and we didn't really talk about it. We did see it on that first play. We're going to have a post-play penalty here, and let's see what that's going to be. But I see the speed of the Owosso Rams being a significant factor here in the early going. We saw the run by Cole Adams, and that time as a quarterback on a delay, on a purpose rollout to the right, and the Rams just blew that up. So, now the penalty coming into play here, and it is going to be, we're waiting on the call from the referee. I do not see an indication.
Owosso leading it 7-0. If you're just joining, it's 10:25 left to go.
Roughing the passer?
First quarter. Yeah, it's a roughing the passer.
Intentional grounding is what they're saying, and loss of down. Okay.
So, yeah, intentional grounding. He threw it out of bounds there, and they'll knock him back to about the 8-yard line. 10:25 left to play here.
Beautiful night here in Owosso, though, with this crowd and fans, and excited to see these kids on the play. Here's a big third down, Grant, and a long way to go for the Wolves.
Third down in about a mile and a half. Pfeiffer ready to take it. Right here from about the 8-yard line. Dropping back to throw. He'll look to make up that lost ground as he guns it up the middle. Pass falls incomplete, and that'll bring fourth down for the Edmund Santa Fe Wolves.
Intended receiver was Angelo Rankin, but it was out of his reach. And there in deep coverage was Gage Laney, the returning sophomore at free safety. And he's a headhunter back there in the back.
10:20 left to go here as they're going to kick it away. Glad you're with us tonight on 100.1 KYFM.
So it's fourth down. They got about 30 yards to go. I'm not sure why you really need a huddle, but they're going to huddle up, are the Wolves. And they had a first down at their own 26-yard line. Now they're going to be punting from deep in their own end zone.
And back to receive, as we mentioned, is Gage Laney. He'll set up shop at about the 46-yard line. As here comes, they fake it. He's going to run for it. And he gets to the 5, the 10, the 15, brought down to about the
Brendan Dye says, yeah, you're not going to get to the 20-yard line. I'm not sure they meant to do that.
No, I don't think they did.
It was a high snap and to the right of the punter. He had time to make the punt, even though there was pressure coming from his right side, and he just took off. And so, again, it's just like a turnover, Grant. They are going to have the Owosso Rams' great field position starting now inside the Santa Fe 20-yard line at the 18-yard line.
So we will see now this time. It looks like Seth Hammer's finally getting his first action of the ball game. The 6'3", 185-pound senior, he'll hand off. First man through is going to get up to about the 18. And on the run there, Hagan Hood for the Owosso Rams. And that is going to bring up second down at about 5 from the 13-yard line. 9:52 left to go in this first quarter. 7-0 our score if you're just joining us on KYFM. Appreciate you watching on the Owosso Sports Network tonight. We know our audience may be a lot larger with the reduced stadium capacity, but we appreciate all of you tuned in out there. Hagan Hood next to the quarterback. And this time it's back to Trey Goins. Goins on the keeper, runs forward up the middle into the end zone. Touchdown, Owosso. So it's now 13-0, 9:25 left to go in this first quarter. That was easy enough, brother.
Well, not only that, they're using Trey Goins in something we've never even seen or heard about. And basically, the Rams are running a wildcat formation. And Trey read the defensive ends crashing in, and he had a big hole up the middle and was unabated to the end zone.
So the hold is coming. Hagan Hood is going to try to kick the extra point here. 9:25 left to play. And he'll try to make it a 14-0 ball game. The hold, the kick, Hood's kick is through the uprights and good, and it is 14-0. This touchdown brought to you by Owosso First Assembly of God, inviting you to visit them online, as they, of course, will have their Sunday services ready to go online if you're not comfortable coming in person, or you can visit them. They are actually hosting and opening their sanctuary this weekend. That's at Sunday morning. Owosso First Assembly, a proud supporter of the Owosso Rams. Back in 30 seconds, you're listening to Owosso Ram Football on 100.1 KYFM.
Randy here with Wholesale Computer Supply. If you or your kids are virtual learning this year and you need affordable laptops and computers, we can help. And we have the easiest financing. Forced to work from home and need a powerful computer set? Wholesale Computer has that too. We also service and repair practically any brand and have Oklahoma's largest inventory of gaming computers, parts, and accessories. Wholesale Computer Supply, two locations in Tulsa and Owosso at 96th Street North and Garnett. Remember, we'll do all we can.
That was my response. That was my response. 9:25 left to go in this first quarter. We were visiting in the timeout about how nice it is to be back on the football field this evening. Grant Merrill, Steve Mallory, Kelly Ward down on the sideline tonight. Eagle Eye Rob Williams is keeping the numbers for us, and Brandon Brewer in the booth with us. I don't know what we did to get graced by such a high-caliber broadcast crew tonight, with Brandon finishing it off this evening, and we're glad to have him here. So for the third time in less than 3 minutes, El Tremaine Neal is back deep to receive for the Edmond Santa Fe Wolves. He'll set up shop at about the six-yard line. Here comes the kick from Hagan Hood. It's end over end, and it is going to be fielded at the five-yard line. Neal on the run gets to the 15 to the 20. Up to about the 28-yard line, and that's where he's brought down. First and 10, Edmond Santa Fe. And they'll mark that off at, as we mentioned, about the 28. So it's where they'll have first and 10, 9:19 left to go in this first quarter.
Well, so far the Rams do not look as though they've had any hangover.
No.
From lack of spring practice or 7-on-7.
And they're looking pretty good tonight.
Of course, it's a lot easier when you have starting field position at the 29-yard line and the 18-yard line. So,
Pfeiffer, the quarterback, and he's ready to roll here. He'll take it out of the gun with twins to the left and one man to the right off the right hash mark. Hand off, first man through. Gets to about the 32-yard line. I'll tell you who that is here in just a second. 9:10 left to play here. Clock rolling, it's 14-0. On the carry, that'll bring up second and six after a four-yard run. Pfeiffer ready to take the snap here. He's right between the hash marks. Those twins to the left and that one man to the right. Hand off, first man through again, getting up to about the 32-yard line.
Not much room as they try that right side. Ram defensive line maybe doesn't match up as well size-wise, but strength and speed, they are tough up front in the trenches.
From the 35-yard line, here's the third down. Third down at about three to go now for Edmond Santa Fe and the Wolves.
Want to find Chitron here on the near side.
And now dropping back to throw. Pfeiffer guns it up the middle. It's off the fingertips of his intended receiver there, Jeremiah Tibbs. That'll bring up fourth down and about four to go.
That one's going to be on the receiver because that was a good throw right into his hands, and those are the kinds of things that a team like Edmond Santa Fe cannot afford to make those kinds of mistakes.
So Gage Lady will be back deep to receive for the Owosso Rams. Rams moving from right to left on the radio dial. Eagle Eye Rob Williams furiously preparing numbers for another Jay and Company CPA by the number stats update. On fourth down and four, Edmond Santa Fe ready to kick it away. Laney back to about the 28-yard line.
Probably won't try to fake this time.
No. Here comes the kick. It's blocked. And it's going to be picked up, I believe, by Owosso. They're signaling that the Rams have it. The players are anyway.
Well, they would have
it. And they got it.
They would have it anyway because it was a blocked punt. But that wasn't all on the punter either, Grant, because that ball took three hops before it got back to him. But, again, the Rams causing a lot of confusion up front off the ball quickly. And they're going to have great starting field position again. Each of these first three series offensively for Owosso have begun inside the Edmond Santa Fe 30-yard line.
First and 10 from the 32. And this defense is just keeping Edmond Santa Fe trapped tonight. I mean, it is a massive deal here. We've got another Owosso Coffee Company timeout. We'll take it with them and be back right after this in 1 minute. 7:58 left to play. It's Owosso 14, Edmond Santa Fe nothing. You're listening to Owosso Ram Football on 100.1 KYFM.
Wings to Go in Owosso can be described as simply great wings. Wings to Go in Owosso is located on 129th just up from Home Depot. Wings to Go is a proud supporter of the Owosso Rams and all of the Owosso community. Our Friday special, chicken tenders, and they are delicious. Wednesday is boneless special all day. You can check out our menu on wingstogo.com. Stop in before the game and grab Wings to Go or bring the family and enjoy simply great wings with us. Wings to Go, Owosso.
St. Francis Health System has more than 100 locations across eastern Oklahoma, all united by one mission, to extend the presence and healing ministry of Christ in all we do. We are Oklahoma's largest and only locally owned and operated health system, dedicated to providing the most advanced, comprehensive health care and making a positive impact in the communities we serve. St. Francis Health System, healthcare for life. Learn more at stfrancis.com.
Back here at Owosso High School Stadium, Grant Merrill, Steve Mowry, Kelly Ward along with you, Rob Williams on stats tonight, Brandon Brewer punching the buttons on TV, and here's a handoff and a double throw here, a catch at the 5-yard line, touchdown Owosso, into the end zone goes Jare Austin, and we have put another 6 on the board, 20-0 as Cole Adams ended up dropping back to throw after getting a quick toss from the quarterback. Punched it up to Jare Austin, who is at the 5-yard line, and into the end zone he went, Steve.
Absolutely no one back as everyone in the defensive secondary bit on that running play, and it was an easy toss. It was almost so wide open, you just hoped that it got there. Austin made sure that he made the catch and then spun into the end zone.
So Hagan Hood will have another chance to kick an extra point here. Here it is, end over end, through the uprights and good. It's 21-0. This touchdown brought to you by Owosso First Assembly of God, who's getting their money's worth tonight as they will welcome you on Sunday morning to their services, either in person or online. Pastor Bruce McCarty and Owosso Assembly of God ready to take you into their congregation this Sunday. You're listening to Owosso Ram Football. We're back in 30 seconds on 100.1 KYFM.
Hello, Owosso. This is Matt Jay, Managing Shareholder at Jay & Company CPA, located right here in Owosso. Our firm offers professional services in tax preparation, bookkeeping, financial compilations, and payroll. Contact us today at 918-272-1123 or visit our website at mattjcpa.com or follow us on social media. Keep it local and go Rams.
Welcome back to Owosso Stadium. 7:49 left to go in this first quarter of play, and it's already 21-0, Steve. And for the umpteenth time in this ballgame, the Edmond Santa Fe Wolves ready to go back to return a kick here.
Rams have scored on one play, two plays, and one play. That's offensive production.
You're Jay and Company by the number stats update.
Doesn't think if you could combine all those possessions together, it's under 2 minutes for three scores.
Talon Shetron is the man back deep to receive. We heard all about him in the pregame show. You heard Bill Blankenship and Greg Merrick both talking about Talon Shetron and the talented approach that he brings to the ball game. We're going to tee it up at the 40-yard line. Hagan Hood getting ready to kick it from right to left. It's a short kick this time, and it's going to bounce out of bounds at about the 30-yard line. The flags fly in the air.
Yeah, we're going to have either an unsportsmanlike conduct or a late hit on the Rams. That ball was the high onside kick that went out of bounds, and one of the Rams came up and exploded into one of the Edmund Santa Fe players. So they're going to get their best starting field position of the night. They're just going to call a procedure call out of bounds. We dodged one there.
So Edmund Santa Fe will take it at the 35-yard line. That may be the closest they've been to the midfield tonight.
That's still their best starting field position. You're right.
Twins to the right, one man split to the left. Pfeiffer is the quarterback. He'll take it off the right hash mark. Pfeiffer looking back to throw. He'll sling it up the middle, and there's nobody there to get it, as his intended receiver there was big number 23, Angelo Rankin, who is the Naval Academy commit.
And Rankin already showing some frustration as his junior quarterback has just not been able to get the football to his talented receiver. But that pressure that this Ram defense has brought early on, I think, has shortened quarterback Scotty Pfeiffer's eyes as he's been under duress most of this first quarter.
Pfeiffer with twins to the left, one man to the right. Handoff, first man through, is going to get up the left side. He'll get up to about the 39-yard line.
Tackle made out there by Josiah Stevens, a 6-foot, 215-pound defensive lineman, doing a fantastic job on that right side. The big fella on the line for Edmund Santa Fe is at the right tackle.
21 to nothing if you're just joining us. Owosso on top so far. Back to throw. Pfeiffer looking. He'll sling it up the right side of the field this time. He almost connected with an open receiver in Angelo Rankin, and there was Gage Laney to break up that pass.
Had a chance to talk to Gage before the game and said, blow somebody up tonight. I didn't expect him to do it there in the first quarter.
Well, that was explosive right there.
Pass was on the money, and Rankin, I don't know that he was aware the Ram free safety was that close behind him, but fantastic timing by Gage Laney to meet the receiver as soon as the football touched his hands.
Another fourth down for the Edmund Santa Fe Wolves, fourth and seven from about the 38-yard line. 7:05 left to play here, 21 to nothing our score.
Edmund Santa Fe with only 7 total yards here in this first quarter so far.
Ready to kick it away for the Wolves. I believe that's Lane Morgan down there. Another flag fly.
It's going to be a procedure call. I believe that's going to be illegal substitution is what they're.
So that is going to knock Edmund Santa Fe back even more.
And it's just a procedure call. Should be 5 yards back, I believe.
And that'll put him at the 33-yard line. 7:05 left to go. That'll bring up fourth down and 12 now. As the Wolves get ready to kick it away, and Gage Laney sets up shop at the 29-yard line. Here comes the kick. It is caught by Laney at the 30. He almost loses his footing trying to get around a defender. Fumble on the play. I think he recovered it.
Yeah, it'll be the Rams' ball. He was fortunate that he got a fortuitous bounce right back into his arms.
Well, that is as far back as the Owosso Rams have been in their own backfield here. 6:54 left to play in this first quarter. And really, that's the only sign of any play that's gone wrong for the Rams tonight.
Everything going their way on the offensive end. They'll take over at their own 30-yard line, so obviously the longest position on the field they've had to start this evening.
Seth Hammer is in at quarterback, twins to the left. Man in motion to the left now is A handoff fake to Hammer up the middle. Gets up to about the 32. And that's going to be a gain of about two on the play to bring up second and eight.
Rams with a lot of speed at their wide receiver position. He faked the handoff that time to Ronnie Thomas. As Hammer trying to get adjusted to be to making the reads in the pocket.
Thomas and Keelan Carty split to the right. Cole Adams out to the left as he gets a word from Hammer, who takes his spot in the shotgun.
You got Cole Adams on single coverage here on the near side.
Hammer faking a handoff again, throwing left this time and connecting with Trey Goins. He'll get to the 40, up to the 45, up to the 50, brought down at the 49-yard line by the Edmond Santa Fe Wolves, and that's a Duralast Roofing Solutions first down, the first one we get to call tonight.
So they did send Cole Adams deep, but they had Trey Goins underneath, and Grant, that's the difference between seeing Trey as a sophomore and now as a senior. He is a man among boys.
Twins to the right, Hammer dropping back to throw again. He'll sling it up the left side of the field this time, looking, connecting with an open man. Touchdown to Owosso. Ladies and gentlemen, Jeray Austin into the end zone for another 6 points, and it is 27-0. This touchdown brought to you by Owosso First Assembly of God.
Some confusion in the defensive secondary as Edmond Santa Fe ran a player on late. And they weren't set, and Jeray Austin just ran by the cornerback here on the near side. Beautifully thrown pass by Seth Hammer.
These Rams are making it look so easy tonight. Hagan Hood will set things up here. Gage Laney will be his holder. 5:49 to play. The extra point kick coming, or the attempt coming from Hagan Hood. Here's the hold, the kick. This one's through the uprights and good. It's 28-0. 5:49 left to go as Owosso leads Edmond Santa Fe. We'll take a 30-second Owosso Coffee Company timeout. Be back right after this. You're listening to Owosso Ram Football on 100.1 KYFM.
Hey, Owosso Rams football fans. When bad things happen, having a game plan makes all the difference. Luckily, Farmers Insurance has been helping people cover their bases for more than 90 years, and they can help you too. Talk to your Farmers agent, me, Rod Morton, today to see if you have the coverage you want for whatever life situations may come your way. Again, that's Rod Morton at 918-376-4970.
We are Farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Appreciate our buddy Rod Morton, a first-year football sponsor of Owosso Ram Football here on 100.1 KYFM and on the Owosso Sports Network. Grant Merrill, Steve Mowry, Kelly Ward along with you, Rob Williams, the Eagle Eye as well, and with another Jay and Company by the number stats update. Here's Steve.
Well, that took three plays, 70 yards, and only a minute five on the clock, and it was a 51-yard touchdown pass from Seth Hammer to Jeray Austin, as the Rams now lead 28-0 with 5:49 yet to go here in this first quarter.
Kind of like the old Tecmo Bowl scores and plays that you would sometimes see when that game first came out. 5:49 left to play here, as Steve mentioned, a 28-0 lead. Back deep to receive again is Talon Chetron, as he'll set up shop at about the 10-yard line. Here's the kick, end over end. It's short, and it's going to be fielded at about the 27.
Don't let him get outside.
Wolves getting up to the 28-yard line, up to the 30. He's trying to decide which way to go, down to the 35-yard line. And on the return there, that is going to be Micah Snoddy, the senior for the Edmond Santa Fe Wolves. 5:38 left to play here. It'll be first and 10, Edmond Santa Fe, at their own 33-yard line. Well, make that the 35-yard line.
So the Rams have scored four times here in the first quarter so far, and if you combined the time that it has taken them to score, 2 minutes and 15 seconds to score four touchdowns. Those are good numbers.
That's pretty good. Twins or trips out to the right this time. Pfeiffer, the quarterback, dropping back to throw. He'll sling it left side. His intended receiver drops the football, and that pass falls incomplete.
And the senior linebacker, Brendan Dye, just lit him up in front of the Santa Fe bench, and he's fired up. Yikes.
So that'll bring up second down and 10 now for the Edmond Santa Fe Wolves. 5:34 left to play in this first quarter. If you're just joining us, 28-0 our score. Yeah, you heard that right. Owosso leading Edmond Santa Fe, who we've said before, a talented football team and the darling of the West, just not able to put it together early here tonight. Pfeiffer with the handoff to the first man through. He gets up to about the 38-yard line. And that'll bring up third down.
Is that okay?
5:16 and the clock rolling here. Pfeiffer ready to roll. As he's got his running back next to him. Twins out to the right, one man to the left. Back to throw this time. Pfeiffer looking. He'll sling it left side. Pass batted down. Good coverage there by Owosso. And on that play there, Chance Lucas providing coverage of that receiver. And that'll bring up another fourth down for the Edmond Santa Fe Wolves.
Really, it's a good thing that the Rams defense put pressure on Pfeiffer early on, because now the Wolves are giving him a pretty good pocket to sit in, but the secondary doing a fantastic job as well that time. As you mentioned, Chance Lucas, a 5'8", 155-pound senior for the Rams. A lot to replace in this Ram defense when you lose a Deuce Mayberry and an Omar Barker out on the corners, but so far the Rams doing a fantastic job.
You sure wouldn't know it tonight, that's for sure. Here comes the kick as Laney's back to receive. He will let it roll back to about the 26-yard line as the ball falls loose.
Try to
see
do
who
too
got
much.
It. I think Edmond Santa Fe's got the football, and they are as close to their end zone as they've been tonight. So that play going awry for the Owosso Rams, and Edmond Santa Fe will have it first and 10 down near the 25-yard line. 4:47 left to go in this first quarter. 28-0 lead, and Gage Laney failing to launch on that return there. So dropped the football, and Edmond Santa Fe came up with it. Now Pfeiffer will take it off the right hash mark. The snap, back to handoff. First man through is going to get up to about the 23.
Ahmad Triplett in on the tackle once again. Triplett now 5'10", 215 pounds. And as we mentioned in our pregame, he and Brendan Dye can run to the football with speed and force, and they enjoy it.
Triplett, of course, committing to West Point over the summer break. So he'll be going up there to serve our country and play football at the same time. Pfeiffer with the snap. He will take the snap and actually go up the middle on the keeper. He'll get down to the 21-yard line. Gain of about 3 on the play, and that'll bring up third down. Third down and about 4 for the Wolves.
I believe that was Tyler Rich who just stuck out his big paw. No, I think I got to correct myself. Caleb Nealis, 6 foot, 245-pound defensive lineman.
We saw Caleb a few times last year. 3:38 and the clock rolling. Still first quarter action here with Rams leading it 28-0. Pfeiffer, the quarterback, ready to take it here out of the gun. He's got twins to the left, faking a handoff. He'll sling it up the middle. The pass batted down.
Oh,
and
my
flags
goodness.
Flying late on the play.
Yeah, I'm not sure we had a good view of that from the far sideline. I thought it was a great play defensively that time by Bickham.
.318 left to go here. Third quarter action. First quarter action. Third down.
Yep, pass interference and against the Rams.
It's going to be pass interference, and by virtue of a penalty, Edmond Santa Fe is as close to the end zone as they've been tonight. They're going to get down to about the 11-yard line. Pfeiffer ready to take it. Man in motion to the left is going to be Taylor Chetron. Handoff, first man through, is going to get down to about the 7-yard line.
And something we didn't talk about early on is with the COVID and social distancing in effect, one of the rule changes in Oklahoma football this year is high school sideline can now go from the 10-yard line to the 10-yard line.
Right.
So you're seeing inside the 20-yard line coaches and players all the way down to the 10-yard line, and that can be an advantage for coaches under the guise of social distancing.
One man behind Pfeiffer, handoff, first man through down to about the 3-yard line. Edmund Santa Fe as close as they've been. Ethan Heisch on the carry there for the Edmund Santa Fe Wolves. Down to the 3. It'll be third down inside the red zone here. 2:18 and the clock rolling left to go in the first quarter.
Big down here for this Ram defense to make a statement.
Five for the quarterback, ready to take the snap here. He does so. Handoff, first man through, down to about the 1-yard line. Is he in?
No, but he got a first down. It's going to be close to a first down.
It'll be first in millimeters from the end zone here. First and goal with 1:53 left to go in this first quarter, 28-0. Edmund Santa Fe knocking on the door for the first time tonight. Dotting the I is Ethan Heiss. One man behind the quarterback is Ethan Heiss. And Pfeiffer was just about ready to take the snap, but a timeout has been called by Owosso. We'll take it with him at Owosso Coffee Company timeout with 1:39 left to go in the first. We're back after this one-minute break as you're listening to Owosso Ram Football on 100.1 KYFM.
Finding your happy place is something special, and it's different for everyone. You might already know where to find yours. TTCU Federal Credit Union can help. Talk with our team. We'll give you the tools to build the financial future you want. So wherever your happy place finds you, TTCU will meet you there. With approved credit, some restrictions apply. Federally insured by NCUA.
Tulsa Bone & Joint is proud to support the Owosso Rams. With Dr. Caleb Nunley and Dr. Jason Griffin serving as team physicians and Destry Millsap and Zach McGinty serving as athletic trainers for the team, the Rams are in good hands with Tulsa Bone & Joint. Our office, conveniently located inside the St. John Owosso Physician Building, is ready to care for you and your family. Tulsa Bone & Joint Owosso, moving life forward.
1:36 left to go. Handoff to the first man through for the Edmund Santa Fe Wolves. And into the end zone they go. Ethan Heiss for a Wolf touchdown. And it's 28-6. A minute 36 left to go in this first quarter. And they get on the scoreboard for the first time tonight, Steve.
Well, just first down at the 1-yard line. Tough to stop that in any league.
And so now an extra point attempt coming for these Edmund Santa Fe Wolves. Kick coming. It's up through the uprights, and it is good, and it is now 28-7. Minute 36 left to play. We'll take another 1-minute break, or a 30-second break. Let's take another Owosso Coffee Company timeout. Back after this, as you're listening to Ram Football, presented by InsideOwosso.com on 100.1 KYFM.
On today's edition of Owosso Rams Trivia, the category is food. Now, for our first question, what are the four food groups?
Milk, meat, fruit, and bread.
That's correct.
Wait, everyone in Owosso knows that Charlie's Chicken Chunks are so good. They might as well be their own food group.
Judges, are the chicken chunks at Charlie's that good? That settles it. Go see for yourself at Charlie's Chicken on 76th Street, just east of Highway 169.
One 36 left to play in this first quarter, 28-7 our score. Edmund Santa Fe on the scoreboard for the first time tonight, and Owosso still in control with the Jay & Company CPAs by the number stats update. Here's Steve. Well, Eagle Eye is still computing here, so we'll see what we have here.
Just a six-play, 26-yard scoring drive for Edmond Santa Fe. Unfortunately set up by the recovered fumbled punt by the Wolves at the Ram 26-yard line. And then also aided by a pass interference penalty. So with 1:36 to go here in the first quarter, Rams up 28-7, and they'll have an opportunity to receive the kickoff.
Back deep to receive for the Owosso Rams, Jeray Austin, Cole Adams. Adams set up way back at the 10-yard line. And these Wolves kicking off for the first time tonight. End-over-end kick is going to be fielded at about the 32-yard line. Rams get up to about the 39. And it looks like Trey Goins was trying to return that one there. And that'll bring up first and 10 for the Owosso Rams. A Duralast roofing specialist first down. Zach Harbaugh and his crew ready to take care of you. If you need a new roof on your house, call Zach. How's Zach to have as a neighbor? Are they loud over there, Steve, or are you loud?
I try not to pay attention to them.
I didn't know if the noise was coming from the Bowery house over there in Stone Canyon or not.
No.
All right.
He's a great neighbor.
Here we go. Twins out to the right. One man split to the left. And the Owosso Rams seeing Austin Havens in at quarterback. Havens back to throw this time. He'll sling it up the middle of the field to Cole Adams at the 20, 15, 10, 5. Touchdown Owosso. 1:21 left to go, and it's 34-7. Owosso doing no wrong on offense this evening, and that touchdown is brought to you by Owosso First Assembly of God. I stuck my head out the door. Bruce McCarty's sitting over to the left of the press box, and I said, Bruce, you got your money's worth tonight. He said, best thing I ever sponsored is the touchdowns of this first game. So anyway, we encourage you to consider them as a home church. If you're looking for one or give them a visit, want to see them online, you're welcome to do that this Sunday. Follow them on their Facebook page. Hagen Hood ready to try to kick the extra point here, his kick. Up through the uprights and good. It's 35-7, a minute 21 left to go in this first quarter. We'll take a 30-second Owosso Coffee Company timeout and be back right after this. You're listening to Ram Football presented by InsideOwosso.com on 100.1 KYFM.
Executive Homes is the Owosso home builder that offers standardly included luxury finishes in two distinctive styles. Whether your family prefers the traditional elegance of Executive's award-winning signature style or the contemporary design of its all-new EH transitional homes, each Executive Home is built with unparalleled quality at an unbeatable price. Visit executivehomes.com to explore the homes and lots now available in the best neighborhoods throughout Owosso, including the final phase of Sheridan Cross and the almost sold out Boulder Point.
We welcome you back to Owosso Stadium. A minute 21 left to go in this first quarter, and Owosso up 35-7 over Edmond Santa Fe, considered by so many to be the darling of the West, and they've just not been able to get it going tonight except for that touchdown that they scored just a few moments ago. So know their coaches will be looking to try to narrow this deficit in the second quarter. And we've had a lot of production out of this Owosso offense so far. Here's another Jay and Company by the number stats update coming as Eagle Eye Rob Williams is trying to add everything up with his slide rule and abacus over here.
Really, Grant, let's be honest. I mean, what Rob has had to do tonight so far, you don't need a calculator.
Right.
One play, 62 yards in 9 seconds. Even I, in basic Owosso math, can put that together.
Yeah, but okay? His marker's been causing his board over there. He's been riding so furiously.
What's interesting, though, is the Rams have scored 5 touchdowns here in this first quarter, and their time of possession on those drives, the total time of possession for those drives, 2 minutes and 24 seconds.
Talad Shetron, the incredible receiver, ready to try to make the return for Edmond Santa Fe as that one bounces into the end zone. It'll be a touchback at Owosso. We'll see Edmond Santa Fe taking it over. First and 10 at their own 20-yard line.
Well, and I'm certain this is something that no one expected. I thought the Rams would come out and maybe try to feel one another out on the field and get a feel for it. But things just bounced their way. They relaxed. You can tell they're in a comfort zone. They're playing lights out. Coach Blankenship, he's not holding anything back. We've had a halfback toss. We've put a wide receiver at quarterback. We've just run streak patterns behind this tired defensive secondary, and everything is working.
35-7, our score, if you're just joining us on radio on KYFM. Pfeiffer, the quarterback, handing off. First man through will get up to about the 24-yard line. That's going to be a gain of 4 on the play to bring up 2nd and 6 for the Wolves with 1:10 left to go in the first quarter.
Ram defense just so fast to the football.
Now at the 1-minute mark. I know that Edmund Santa Fe is going to be awfully glad to get out of this quarter. Seems like the one that has never ended. Oh, are we getting Grandpa texts here?
Already.
Oh, goodness. Steve added to the collection of grandchildren over the summer. Back to throw. Pfeiffer slinging it up the right side. Gets it down to the 30-yard line on the run there. It's going to be Tabry Shetron. Shetron's everywhere on this Edmund Santa Fe side of the football.
Cody Chase up quick from strong safety to make that tackle.
What's the new granddaughter's name, by the way?
Wren.
Wren.
Wren Elise.
Gotcha. And, of course, she has you so tightly.
As in Renee.
Okay. As in wrapped around your finger. around her finger, for sure. I'm sure what Wren wants, Wren's going to get.
Exactly.
Handoff, first man through. Shetron gets up to about the 33-yard line there.
The Ram defensive line just so strong, and we may have a Ram slow to get up here for just a moment. That's a mod triplet, but I think he's shaking some cobwebs off because he comes up out of the pile, and that's going to be the end of the first period.
And that goes to the end of the first quarter. We'll take a quick timeout and be back right after this. Our score at the end of one, Owosso 35 and Edmund Santa Fe 7. Back in 1 minute on 100.1 KYFM.
First Bank of Owosso is a community bank with a big vision. A vision to see their clients prosper so they can make a positive difference in the world. Many on their team are Owosso High School alumni and are ready to serve you and your banking needs. As Owosso's hometown bank, they are in Owosso, for Owosso, and have been proudly supporting the Rams since 1962. Visit First Bank of Owosso online at firstbank.net. Member FDIC.
Owosso Coffee Company is your local stop for great coffee with nice people at Owosso. Owosso Coffee Company is a great place for that quick time out or even those longer conversations over a cup of coffee. Our drive-thru is open too. Owosso Coffee Company offering discounts on drinks both hot and cold to all area teachers, police, and Owosso City employees. Owosso Coffee Company, locally owned, and we love our community and our local schools. Stop in for coffee or one of the many other drinks and foods we serve daily at Owosso Coffee Company.
Welcome back to Owosso Stadium. 12 minutes put on the clock, and it's 35-7. Back to pass as Pfeiffer, the quarterback, trying to connect with Shetron there, is down to the 40-yard line go the Wolves. And that is going to be a gain of about 6 yards on the play for Edmund Santa Fe. Grant Merrill, Steve Mowry, Kelly Ward along with Eagle Eye Rob Williams on stats. And he has just compiled another Jay and Company by the Numbers stats update.
Rams have 4 rushes for 48 yards, and they are 4 of 4 in the passing game for 151 yards in the air, 199 total yards. Edmund Santa Fe, 23 yards on the ground, 14 yards in the air on 2 of 8 passing, and 37 total yards. 199 for the Rams, 37 for the Wolves in the first quarter.
Pfeiffer off the left hash mark, dropping back to throw. He's going to run and keep it instead as he gets up to about the 41. That is going to be a gain of 4 on the play. Bring up 4th down in about 1 or 2 at the most.
Ontario Wilson coming over to make the tackle.
11:31 and the clock rolling, 35-7. If you're just joining us, Owosso leading it. If you're watching us on the Owosso Sports Network, our coverage is brought to you by Hometown Insurance and Agent Keith Two. Call him today. Well, don't call him now. I think he's here at the game, but maybe call him Monday.
Quick kick.
Handoff. First man through. They're going to try to get this first down. They dragged him back near the first down marker.
Brendan Dye made contact inside the 40, but he got thrown off a bit, and the running back able to move the chains for Edmund Santa Fe. Just enough out to the 43-yard line for a first down. That's a big call for that coaching staff.
That is a big call for sure. On the run there for Edmund Santa Fe's Micah Snoddy. As Pfeiffer rolls out to the right this time, he'll sling it up the right side. His intended receiver unable to connect there, and that'll bring up second down.
Revisit those first quarter numbers real quick, Grant. Cole Adams, he has one pass for a 32-yard touchdown, one run for a 29-yard touchdown, and one reception for a 62-yard touchdown. So, I don't know, he might have his name in the hat for player of the game.
We will see. There's still a lot of game left to be played. At the rate they're going, there's no telling who might get on the field. Twins out to the left, one man split to the right. Pfeiffer ready to take the snap here, does so. Slings it left side. Down to the 45 goes his receiver, and he's going to get up to about the 46. And on the run there, Angelo Ranka, the junior for the Wolves. Third down, and about seven to go now.
Coach King trying to move the football from side to side a little bit more and maybe try to get this Ram defense off balance. But even when the Rams are off balance, they're so fast and quick to the football, they can recover.
Twins to the right, one man split to the left. Pfeiffer off the left hash mark, ready to take the snap. He'll drop back to throw. Pfeiffer looking. He'll sling it up the middle of the field. It's almost picked off, but batted down by the Owosso Rams. And breaking up that play there was going to be Braxton Bickham for the Rams. 9:59, just inside the 10-minute mark for the second quarter of play. Fourth down for Edmund Santa Fe. Shout out to Brandon Brewer again, if you're watching the Owosso Sports Network. He is doing a great job punching all the buttons, making the video look good. Dave Waddell is our in-studio producer on radio from the palatial studios of KYFM in Bartlesville. Gage Laney back deep to receive at about the 18-yard line. Bobbling the kickoff is Edmund Santa Fe, and their kicker is going to be brought down at about the 38-yard line, and that is where Owosso takes over.
Well, and again, Grant, that's really not on the punter. That's on the long snapper, because that ball is just on a roll, and it's not even on line. You don't really give your punter a chance, because he's looking up. The Rams are putting pressure, and they're coming from different directions on their punt block team, and they don't even have to get there, and already they've messed up the punting game twice, actually three times here in this first half.
And now we've got a timeout on the field as Owosso wants to talk things over. We'll take it with them. It's an Owosso Coffee Company timeout with 9:53 left to go in the first half. It's Owosso 35 and Edmund Santa Fe 7. This is Ram Football presented by InsideOwosso.com on 100.1 KYFM.
This is Bruce McCarty, pastor of Owosso First Assembly, and I want to invite you to join us for our weekend celebration this Sunday at 10:30. Every service includes life-giving worship, a powerful message, and fun, age-appropriate ministry for children from 6 weeks through fifth grade. We also have small groups that meet throughout the week designed to help you connect with others and grow in your faith. For more information, check out our website at owassofirst.com, and go Rams!
Have you been a victim of fraud? Did you or your bank catch it in time? Here's a story from an RCB Bank customer who experienced fraud firsthand.
I was out of town when I noticed two purchase text alerts. My wife had recently been to a craft fair. I assumed they were hers. Big mistake. RCB Bank called 2 hours later to inform us of fraudulent charges. Luckily, they caught it quickly before other fraud occurred.
Text banking allows you to monitor activity quickly and easily throughout the day. Detecting fraud early can help minimize loss. RCB Bank, that's my bank. Message, data rates, and fees may apply. Member FDIC.
Thank you, Larry Reese. We welcome you back to Owosso as it's 35-7. Rams leading it with 9:53 left to go in this first half. Thank you, Skip Mefford, and all the folks over at RCB Bank for their sponsorship of Ram football this year. Austin Havens in at quarterback. His handoff to the first man through is going to be a short run there. It's going to be to the 40-yard line and no further. Actually, a 2-yard loss there. And Derek Overstreet was the running back on call, who was unable to go anywhere, and his helmet came off in the process of the play. 9:36 in this first half left to go. Second down and 12. Twins out to the left. One man split to the right. Out of the gun. Havens again. Rolling out to the left this time. He'll sling it up to Ronnie Thomas. Thomas at the 30, down to the 25. Brought down at the 23-yard line. And that's another Duralast Roofing Specialist first down for the Owosso Rams.
Sophomore looks nice right now here on his series. Coach Blankenship had informed us that he was going to give both quarterbacks an opportunity here.
He did not inform us he was going to put Trey Goins in at quarterback. But, yeah, we're getting both Havens and Hammer tonight.
By the way, if memory serves me correct, I believe Trey Goins did play quarterback in, junior high and back in there. And he's just one of those talented players that you can move anywhere anyway.
One man behind the quarterback, Havens, handoff, Overstreet up the left side. He'll get to the 20, to the 15, to the 10. Ran out of bounds at about the 7-yard line, and that's another Duralast Roofing Specialist first down. Move up those chains.
Really seeing a difference in the speed of the Owosso Rams, and the Wolves starting to drag their heels a bit as Overstreet very quickly to the outside, able to make the turn on the corner and get upfield for that first down. First and goal for the Rams.
First and goal from the 9-yard line. 8:32 left to play. Nightfall has descended upon Owosso, and the lights are on. Friday night lights have never felt so good, I'll tell you that. Here we go. Havens still in at quarterback. Overstreet behind him with Twins to the right. One of them Thomas, one of them Trey Goins. One man split to the left as well. Havens ready to take the snap here. Fakes a handoff and rolls right instead. He'll sling it to the right side. Intended receiver Goins unable to make the catch, and that will bring up second down and goal from the 9.
Well, that shows you he can throw a football and catch a football.
Not sure what kind of tomfoolery you're pulling over here, but.
Well, I thought we had a receiver open underneath and then run one running through the back of the end zone, and we weren't able to get it to the underneath receiver.
8:11 left to play here. 35-7 our score. Twins out to the right, one man to the left. Havens with a man in motion to the right now, handing off Overstreet. Trying to get anywhere, but he's denied there at the 9-yard line. No further. He'll actually be brought back for a loss of a yard. Third and goal from the 10-yard line. 7:53 and this clock rolling. Don't forget next week on the road to Northwest Arkansas.
Oh, boy.
Get to go to Harmon Field.
The crowd goes wild.
Fayetteville. If you've ever heard the U2 song, Staring Into the Sun, that is what our view's like from the Fayetteville press box. Handoff. First man out to the right is going to get down to the 1-yard line.
I think we're going to have a hold on our outside receiver.
And we've got flags flying everywhere. There are about 3 of them there.
Might have been Ronnie Thomas.
I think that was Keelan Carney on the run there, or was it
Cole Thomas? Adams.
Oh, Adams, okay. I could not see as
trying
well
to get
as
to the outside, and as he ducked his shoulder inside and tried to get to the outside, and I think that's when Thomas got caught for the hold.
It's a sad night, Steve, when you as a grandfather of 2 have better vision than me. So. 7:24 left to go in this first half. Did get the picture of baby Wren listening at home.
I've been watching a lot of film, Grant, so I came in high on
yes,
the mark tonight.
I'm sure you did. When you get to the funeral home and Steve says, wait 10 minutes, I'm busy with something real quick. He's probably watching the 1988 state semifinals, something like that.
Well, in truth, Grant, I have been known to go back and watch the 2017 state championship. courtesy of Brandon Brewer.
I've walked in on you doing that. All right, here we go. 7:24 left to play here. We'll see what these Rams can do. face mask is.
Yeah, we had a hold on the Rams and a face mask on Edmund Santa Fe, so that'll offset. We'll replay the down.
All right, Austin Havens in. He's got Overstreet to his right, and the gun twins out to the right. Dropping back to throw, Havens slings it to the left. Nobody there to get it in the corner of the end zone. That'll bring up third down.
I think the receiver and I didn't see a flag.
I didn't either.
But Cole Adams got tied up with the defender and was on the ground as the ball was released by the quarterback.
And now they're going to try to kick a field goal here. Try to make it a 38-7 ball game. Hagan Hood getting ready to make the try. It'll be his first field goal attempt of the night. The hold from Laney. Here's the kick. It's end over end and through the uprights. A field goal. Good. And that's brought to you by Owosso First Assembly of God. 38-7 our score, 7:15 left to go in the first half, and we'll take a 30-second break and a Owosso Coffee Company timeout. Be back right after this on 100.1 KYFM.
Duralast Roofing is Owosso's roofing company. Your satisfied customer, Eric Popland, to tell you why.
I've been in Owosso my whole life. It means a lot to me when I get to deal with other longtime Owosso residents. Zach's worked on three different houses for me. Each project that he's done for me, whether it's large or small, he always delivers the same level of service, whether it's cleaning gutters or a complete re-roof. He always makes me feel like I'm his number one customer.
That's Duralast Roofing. Visit them online at DuralastRoofing.com.
Two of my favorite people in that commercial, Zach Harbaugh with Duralast Roofing Specialist, and our buddy Eric Poplin, a satisfied customer of Duralast Roofing, and they'll be happy to take care of you. 7:15 left to go in the first half. It's 38-7 off the toe of Hagan Hood. The Owosso Rams increased the score on a field goal, and with a Jay and Company by the number stats update and scoring drive, here's Steve.
Well, it culminated in 7 plays, 28 yards, and the Rams able to get a 27-yard field goal out of that drive, covered 2 minutes and 38 seconds to increase the Rams' lead to 38-7 with 7:15 to go here before halftime.
Back deep to receive, it is going to be Taylen Shetron for the Edmund Santa Fe Wolves. He'll set up shop at about the 9-yard line, and Hagan Hood ready to kick it away.
By the way, interesting trivial side note, Eric Poplin's mother, Mary Poplin, is part of the Owosso Ram Athletic Hall of Fame.
Yes, she is.
I thought I'd toss. And an employee of Maori Funeral Service, but that's not her claim to fame. So.
Here's the end-over-end kick. Y'all only hire Hall of Famers there at Maori. So you've got
the Poplin family is a long-time respected family here around Owosso, and
sure.
Mary has been wonderful. She's the lady that knows exactly where everyone sits here at the stadium because she has sold the reserve tickets for 30-plus years.
Yep.
And wonderful person and a wonderful part of this community.
Well, that family's good people. We appreciate each and every one of them. The Poplins are a well-respected name here. Back to throw is Pfeiffer. He'll throw it out of bounds on that first and 10 from the 20-yard line.
Boy, right in his face. They're looking to see about maybe calling intentional grounding, and barking his case is Christian Ray for Owosso as he was right in the face. The referees conferred there, Grant, for just a moment like they were going to see. They're going to let it go. But
that'd be the second time tonight.
Yeah.
He had an intentional grounding call. Pfeiffer did. Had it called against him there in the first half. All right, second and 10 from the 20. Pfeiffer with twins out to the left, empty field to the right. Ready to take the snap here. He does. Dropping back to throw. He'll sling it left side. It's off the fingertips of his intended receiver, Angelo Rankin.
Yeah, he was looking upfield and seeing where the defenders were coming from before he was able to secure the football. Went right through his hands, the heralded receiver for Edmund Santa Fe.
Don't forget, coming up at halftime, we'll talk to Zach Duffield. Have our weekly chat with him. Don't forget next week on the road to Harmon Field in Fayetteville, Arkansas. We'll have the Rams and the Purple Dogs. a place Bill Blankenship once coached, and a place that Brent Brewer and I have hit many ball games over the years. Back to throw, Pfeiffer with flags flying.
We have movement by Santa Fe, but let's see what the call is.
Why do you give us dirty looks every time the Razorbacks are mentioned, by the way?
Because I like real football.
Well, there you go, touche. Enough said. Third down and
well, Brewer wants to throw baseball guy at me too, and if they'd have caught a foul ball a few years back, they'd have been. I'm sorry. You took me there.
Why do you have to bring up the night that finally broke down?
Brandon may have the replay over here. We'll show in a moment on our streaming.
Back to throw is
Laney with the interception.
And Laney intercepts it back the other way to the 20, to the 15, to the 10, to the 5. Touchdown, Owosso. Gage Laney with an interception and a run into the promised land for 6. 6:54 left to play in this first half.
He read that like an open book. You could just see him sitting back there thinking, surely you're not going to throw it. And he did, and he picked it off and takes it in for the pick 6.
That touchdown brought to you by Owosso First Assembly of God. 44-7 our score.
Man, that's fun.
Hagen Hood getting ready to kick the extra point. Let's see what he can do here. Can he make it a 45-7 ball game? I believe he can. The kick is up through the uprights and good. And just like that, we've got 6:54 left to go in the first half. We'll take another Owosso Coffee Company timeout. Back in 30 seconds, you're listening to Ram Football presented by InsideOwosso.com on 100.1 KYFM.
2020 has been a year of uncertainty, but one thing that is for certain is that First Baptist Church is here for the people of Owosso. Pastor Chris Wall and his congregation know that in-person attendance hasn't been possible for many of you, so they welcome you to visit them online each Sunday. You can watch their services live on the InsideOwosso.com Facebook channel or online at fbcowosso.org. First Baptist Church, they welcome you to worship this Sunday, and they're a proud supporter of the Owosso Rams.
We welcome you back. 6:54 left to go in this first half. Grant Merrill's, Steve Mowry, and Kelly Ward along with you. Also Rob Williams, the Eagle Eye, in with us tonight with another, speaking of the Eagle Eye, with another Matt J. CPA by the number stat update. Here's Steve.
Well, again, it's one play.
Yeah.
Gage Laney interception that he returns 37 yards for the Ram touchdown. And I know this sounds like a broken record, but I talked to Gage before the game. I said, hey, you got a pick 6 in you. He said, yes, sir. I'm like, okay.
Well,
he proved to be true to his word.
He's not going to let you down there, that's for sure. 6:54 left to play here. 45-7. Glad you're with us tonight on 100.1 KYFM and also on the Owosso Sports Network, presented by Hometown Insurance and Agent Keith, too. Here's the kick, end over end. It is going to be fielded by Shetron as he bobbles it, but picks it up to the 10, to the 15. He goes up to the 20, 25, 30, 35, 40. Flags flying as he gets to the 45, 50. Down at the 32-yard line. Well, he stepped out of bounds there.
I'm guessing we've got a hold back here at the Santa Fe 36-yard line.
Probably so. I'm going to guess you're probably right there.
The referees are going to come together and discuss this. That'll certainly be something that Coach Blankenship and his special team staff will still look over, because he was able to get outside and showed some speed getting upfield.
6:41 left to play. We'll see what the call is here officially.
Well, Grant, you mentioned next week we will be at Fayetteville, and then we've got a big one as the Rams will be playing the Broken Arrow Tigers, and that's always fun when those two teams match up. And, of course, you mentioned earlier Broken Arrow with a big matchup tomorrow on ESPN with Bentonville West. So we'll get a preview of what lies ahead in 2 weeks.
That's a big deal right there, I can tell you, to be playing on ESPN. That's the second time in 3 years for them.
Yeah, special.
Congratulations to the Tigers on that. Did see where our buddy Adam Hildebrandt He's been the voice of ORU, the new voice of the Broken Arrow Tigers. So look forward to seeing him in a couple of weeks. Twins out to the left, one man split to the right. Byford, the quarterback, rolling out to the right this time, and he'll sling it almost into the hands
again.
Of an Owosso Ram. And that was almost for the second time into the hands of Cage Laney.
He's a ball hawk. Had 7 picks last year. And one to start out the season here tonight.
Second down and 10 to go here. 6:36 left to go in this first half. Of course, we were talking about Broken Arrow. Charlie Hanema was the play-by-play man. He got a call from Kevin Stitt to be his spokesman, and the next day, coronavirus hit the nation, so he's been a little busy. Congratulations to him as well. Pfeiffer back to throw. He'll sling it left side, and the pass broken up as it goes off the fingertips of his intended receiver, and Brendan Dye in on that pass breakup there.
You know, and that's one of those plays that you don't really see in the stats, but the ball is being thrown out to their receiver. Brendan Dye from his linebacker position comes out running hot and still lays a hit on the receiver. It's not something that you see or really think of, but I can assure you that's going to be in the head of the receiver, intended receiver that time, Angelo Rankin. These guys are pulling their eyes down real quick to see where these Rams are coming in to make the hit.
Third and 10 from the 35 now for the Edmond Santa Fe Wolves. Pfeiffer back to throw. He'll sling it right side.
Again.
It's right off the fingertips of his.
Yeah, that was intended for the receiver, Audrell Burge, and he just drops it. And we've seen that several times tonight. But Rams are punishing these receivers whether they catch the football or not.
Burge, the senior tight end. 6:30 left to play here. Edmond Santa Fe, of course, they were replacing a few people in their roster from that dream season they had last year. You heard Greg Merrick talking about that during the pregame show. Greg, of course, former host of Friday Night Finals, the ONN scoreboard show, and former president of the Santa Fe Booster Club, so glad to have him on the broadcast tonight. Kickoff is going to roll back to the 28-yard line. And that is where Owosso will have it first and 10. 45-7 our score. If you're just joining us, 6:27 left to go in the first half. And now we'll see what these Rams can do in these moments leading up to halftime.
You're going to see Seth Hammer come back in at quarterback for Owosso.
Hammer, the move in from Claremore. Austin Havens came here from North Carolina. But Hammer, of course, standout for the Zebras last year. Glad to have him here. Hammer with the handoff to Keelan Carnia. Off to the right side he goes. He'll get to the 38 and no further. That's a 4-yard gain to bring up second down and 6. .608 left to play here. Carney and Ronnie Thomas split to the left. Out of the gun, Hammer ready to take the snap. He's got Hood to his right there in the gun. Now they're going to get a word from the sideline and mix things up here a little bit. Hammer taking the snap here. Dropping back to throw this time. He'll find Keelan Carney up on the left side, and it looks like it's good enough for another Duralast Roofing Specialist first down. They move up the chains. Wasso gets to the 39-yard line, and it's where they'll have it first and 10.
That was a great job by Carney running an out pattern as that ball was actually thrown behind him. He was able to adjust to the inside where the defender was coming from, and he makes a great quick snatch of the football and still able to get upfield for the first down.
5:14 left to play here. Twins out to the right, one man to the left. Hammer bobbling the snap. He'll try to run forward, and he'll get back to the line of scrimmage, but no further.
Scores around the area, Grant. We've got Union and Bixby tonight. That was the big game, and right now in the third quarter, Bixby leads Union 20-0. a bit of a surprise. Jinx leads Springdale Harbor 17-7.
Ooh. Hammer, the quarterback, dropping back to throw this time, slinging it to the left, and that is going to be dropped by Jeray Austin.
Again, the ball thrown just underneath the receiver. We're going to see Trey Goins come in. I thought Hammer was going to come out for a moment, but he just came over to the sideline to get instruction from Coach Blankenship.
Third down and about 9 to go. 4:34 left to play here.
They may just try to air it out to Goins here because that's going to be a tough matchup for the defender, who goes about 5'8", and Goins is 6'3".
Goins and Kearney
we
split out to the right.
Offside on the Wolves.
Yeah, that Edmund Santa Fe Wolf jumped over the line.
And he's going to come out of the game.
Yeah. He's going to take a breather there.
He didn't even look up. He just backed up and started running off the sideline. Yeah, I'm pretty sure I'm coming out. So
Come on over. 4:32 and the clock rolling here. I remember when I was little seeing Eddie Sutton coaching Razorback basketball, and when players made that type of mistake, they'd come off the court, he'd give them that stare down, you know. Hammer dropping back to throw as he aims for Goins on the right side. Pass falls incomplete, and that'll bring up fourth down in about 5.
Goins, you know, again, we talked about the size mismatch. I thought he might go long, but he actually just ran a slant off this right side, and you know, Hammer still, I think, is adjusting to the look of 6A football right now as that pass was thrown behind Trey. It's one of those that if he's able to get the football to Trey Goins, then Trey can probably make a play if he catches that on the run.
On fourth down, kicking it away is Hagan Hood here. Hagan's done everything but drive the school bus tonight, all the different ways he's contributed to the ball game. Here's the kick,
nice.
A wobbly kick. It is going to be a fair catch called for the 26-yard line. By the way, I saw the other day where Hagan Hood is committed to play for the Hendrix College Warriors down in Conway, Arkansas. I've never met a poor graduate of Hendrix. They graduate some smart people there. Brandon's over here nodding. He knows what I'm talking about. 4:05 left to play in this first half. And we've got a timeout on the field. We'll take another Owosso Coffee Company timeout and be back in 1 minute. You're listening to Ram Football on 100.1 KYFM.
Hey, everybody. It's Ray Adcock with Christian Brothers Automotive in Owosso. And I just want to share a simple challenge with you today. And that challenge is just to smile. Sometimes we get so wrapped up in what we're doing and what we're thinking about, we don't remember to smile. I know that when I remember to smile at people, oftentimes they smile back. And that's because smiling has the power to improve somebody's mood in that moment. So I just want to remind you today, join with me and let's remember to smile more.
Need a dentist? Look no further. Owosso's newest dental practice, Lexington Dental, formerly Dr. Argo's office, is accepting patients of all ages. From toddlers to retirement, we are here to help keep your smile healthy, offering basic services to cosmetic services. Dr. Carey and his top-notch team are here to help achieve your smile goals, offering sedation to help you relax during your visit and convenient appointment times. To learn more or schedule your appointment today, call 918-274-8500 or go to LexingtonDentalOfOwosso.com.
.359 left to play the first half. Grant Merrill, Steve Mowry along with you tonight. Kelly Ward down on the sidelines. And here is the snap as Pfeiffer hands off, first man through. They get down to about the 32-yard line and no further. That'll bring up third down for Edmund Santa Fe, Steve.
Caleb Nealis in on the tackle once again, and it's just tough sledding up front for the running game of Edmund Santa Fe.
That'll bring up third down and about 5.
Edmund Santa Fe having a tough time finding out what works. They tried to go to those underneath passing patterns to the outside and try to get a run after the catch, but this Ram defense is fast.
Quinn's out to the left. Pfeiffer ready to take the snap here. Handing off. First man through. Busting up the middle. He'll get up to about the 34.
Of course, we have several changes on our coaching staff this year, Grant. And Bobby Klink, who as a defensive coordinator under Coach Blankenship the last few years, took the head coaching job at Sand Springs as he opens up with the Sandites. And Antonio Graham was elevated to that position. And it looks like the great defense for the Rams continues.
All right, we've got another Owosso Coffee Company timeout. 2:58 left to go in the first half. Owosso 45, Edmond Santa Fe 7. We're back in 1 minute. You're listening to Ram Football on KYFM.
Hi, I'm Robert Long with State Farm Insurance. We are about to celebrate our 37th year in Owosso. And all that time, we have been diehard supporters of the Owosso Rams. Just like they have a plan to win football games, State Farm has a plan to give your family the peace of mind that comes with having great insurance. Whether you're looking for home, auto, or life insurance, call me, Robert Long, at 918-272-7162. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Taco Owosso, your choice for authentic Mexican food in Owosso. Taco Owosso is a proud supporter of Owosso Ram Athletics. Taco Owosso is home to the Taco Tray Party Tray. You've just got to try it. Check out the specials at tacoowosso.com. Taco Owosso, the big red food truck on 96th Street, just down from Lowe's at 96th and Garnett. Taco Owosso, where every day is Taco Tuesday. Great food daily at Taco Owosso.
Grant, Stephen Kelly along with you. Edmond Santa Fe getting him a first down as they'll take the football out to the 44-yard line. Pfeiffer with the handoff. I believe that was Rankin on the run there, and that's another first down for the Wolves. Haven't been able to give them too many of those tonight, Steve, but they'll move up the chains again as they'll have it first and 10 from their own 44. 2:42 to play.
Play was designed to go up the middle, and the Rams had that clogged up, and Hutch just bounced to the outside, and the Rams wasn't able to respond quite in time.
Pfeiffer off the right hash mark, hands off again.
That's Hutch once again out on the right side.
Hutch gets up to about the 49, and that's going to bring up second down at about 4. 2:25 left to go in this half. Coming up at the half, the Glover Auto Family Halftime Show, we will check in with Zach Duffield, athletic director, who has, well, let's just say his job's been a little busy lately, trying to get everything lined up and ready to go for tonight, getting volleyball underway, getting softball underway. We'll kind of talk to him about everything that's gone into planning for this evening. Twins out to the left, one man to the right. Pfeiffer, the quarterback, handing off, first man through, gets back up to the 49. Not much further, 2 yard gain. Say it started out on the 47 there, and that'll bring up third down.
Brendan Dye in on the tackle once again, along with Jacob Clifton. Clifton's a 6'3", 195-pound junior coming up to help on the play. He kind of plays that, what I would consider that Dawson Adams, kind of floats around side to side and maneuver him on the defense. Dawson Adams, one of my favorite Owosso Rams of all time. We're going to miss him. But little brother's coming along just fine as well.
Boy, he is. Back to throw. Pfeiffer looking in trouble. And they're going to sack him in the backfield back at the 35-yard line.
He's in a lot of trouble as Tyler Rich came in and finally took him down.
Minute 30 left to play in this first half. 45-7 our score.
Tyler Rich, a 6'1", 285-pound defensive lineman. Just a sophomore. And there's a lot of depth on this Ram offensive and defensive line. I mean, they're running four guys on and four guys off. And when you talk about these games that get long and in the heat of the night, it's nice to have fresh players that you can rotate in and out.
Gage Laney is back deep to receive at about the 25-yard line. Edmond Santa Fe ready to kick it away here. They'll do so. End-over-end kick, a fair catch called for at the 25, and that is where Owosso will have it with 50 seconds left.
Well, Grant, I got to be honest with you. This is not, I didn't know what to expect for sure without spring, 7-on-7. I mean, these guys really haven't been together a whole lot. I did not know what to expect coming into tonight's ball game, but I can tell you, this is not what I expected. It's what you hope for, but this is not what I expected for Owosso to come out and throw 45 points on the board here in the first half.
I think to be clicking on all cylinders speaks volumes about this coaching staff. Austin Havens back in at quarterback. He'll hand off. First man through gets up to about the 27-yard line. And on the run there is Emery Neely, the sophomore receiver there for the Owosso Rams. That'll bring up second down and 9. 32 seconds left. The clock stops, 45-7 lead here.
Yeah, we got a player down with a cramp for Edmond Santa Fe.
So while they tend to him, we'll remind you we're in Fayetteville next week, and then the Jim Glover Auto Family Folds of Honor Patriot Bowl against Broken Arrow will be played on September 11th. So got a lot of good football over the next 2 weeks, Steve.
Should be fun.
Then it's the
we'll find out what we're made of.
Then it's the off week, and then we play Union. So,
yeah.
Hope you'll be there. We all read the Owosso Reporter this week, Steve. Yeah, you don't have to be modest.
I'm planning on it.
Twins out to the left. Back to throw, Havens. He'll sling it right side to Cole Adams. It bounced off his fingertips, but he caught it and got up to the 36-yard line. And that'll be another Duralast Roofing Specialist's first down.
God, he's a tough kid. Cole Adams, 5'11", 175, bobbled the ball, knew he was going to get hit, took it anyway, tried to get upfield, couldn't do it. As the clock runs out, an exciting first half for this Owosso Ram football team.
As we approach the 9 o'clock hour, we come to the end of the first half. Our score, Owosso 45 and the Edmond Santa Fe Wolves 7. We will check in with Kelly Ward here in just a second, but overall, your thoughts on the first half, Steve?
Well, I mean, Grant, what can you say? You expect a team in the first game to come out and make a bunch of mistakes and have to make adjustments, but the defense set the tone for the offense. Special teams for Edmond Santa Fe is just a disaster here tonight, but the key for Owosso is being able to make the opponent pay for the mistakes they've made, and that's exactly what the Rams did. They got a short field, they punched it into the end zone, and you just got to be excited about what Owosso has done, surprisingly, here in this first half, in the first game of the season.
Well, I know that, you know, we take a look at what they were able to do, and you've said over and over tonight, I mean, no 7-on-7 camps, no passing league, nothing that we see from year to year. But, again, to see how they've prepared, and it's been just a testament to this coaching staff, so much veteran coaching on this. They were going to have them prepared, but this has exceeded any type of expectation we could have had.
Oh, way beyond that. And if someone would have told me, hey, your Rams are going to put 45 points on the board against the favorite of the West Side, I'd have said, well, it's the first game and it's early. But the Rams have done it, and they've come out here tonight. And Coach Blankenship, he's one of those guys, we say this all the time, when you're winning this big, you're not as good as you think you are. Like when you lose, you're not as bad. But he'll go in and he'll make some adjustments, and it's early. It's a learning experience. But, wow, to come out here and do what the Owosso Rams have done tonight, that's a pretty good jump start for the 2020 season.
All right, let's go down to Kelly Ward on the sideline. He's got Coach B.
Coach, with a score of 45-7, you think this might be the wrap-up interview of the game tonight. 45-7 over Santa Fe at half. What's going on?
Our guys are playing extremely well. We had a great practice yesterday, and I was just holding my breath thinking that we might be sharp, and we got on them quick, and I think that's really taking the air out of them, and hopefully we'll finish in a clean way here. And what I mean by that is not.
Well, we lost our interview there. Hang on just a second.
Practice yesterday, and I was just holding my breath thinking that we might be sharp, and we got on them quick, and I think that's really taking the air out of them. And hopefully we'll finish in a clean way here. And what I mean by that is not a lot of mistakes, and let's finish this game off. But, man, how could I be any happier for a bunch that we've been waiting a long time to get to play?
That's a great way to celebrate.
Yeah,
that's for
absolutely.
Sure. Absolutely. I'm seeing discipline on your side, the other side, a lack of discipline. What are you going to do in the second half?
Remind our guys that that's what we are about, to do the right things and to not create any issues.
Thank you, Coach.
Thank you.
All right. There's Kelly Ward with Bill Blankenship. We'll take a break. When we come back, the halftime show gets kicked off, and we'll have our Trails End Barbecue interview with the AD as Zach Duffield joins us next. You're listening to Owosso Ram Football on 100.1 KYFM.
Randy here with Wholesale Computer Supply. If you or your kids are virtual learning this year and you need affordable laptops and computers, we can help. And we have the easiest financing. Forced to work from home and need a powerful computer set? Wholesale Computer has that too. We also service and repair practically any brand and have Oklahoma's largest inventory of gaming computers, parts, and accessories. Wholesale Computer Supply, two locations in Tulsa and Owosso at 96th Street North and Garnett. Remember, we'll do all we can.
St. Francis Health System has more than 100 locations across eastern Oklahoma, all united by one mission, to extend the presence and healing ministry of Christ in all we do. We are Oklahoma's largest and only locally owned and operated health system, dedicated to providing the most advanced, comprehensive health care and making a positive impact in the communities we serve. St. Francis Health System, healthcare for life. Learn more at stfrancis.com.
Dignity, compassion, excellence. Stump Funeral Home and Crematory, Bartlesville, Nowata, Barnstall.
This is 100.1 KYFM Bartlesville.
Wings to Go in Owosso can be described as simply great wings. Wings to Go in Owosso is located on 129th, just up from Home Depot. Wings to Go is a proud supporter of the Owosso Rams and all of the Owosso community. Our Friday special, chicken tenders, and they are delicious. Wednesday is boneless special all day. You can check out our menu on wingstogo.com. Stop in before the game and grab Wings to Go or bring the family and enjoy simply great wings with us. Wings to Go, Owosso.
The rainbow may be a reason why all the doors are closed.
Trails End Barbecue. What do country star Garner Brooks and Oklahoma Governor Kevin Stitt have in common? The past 2 weeks, both those guys got their barbecue fix at Trails.
Wholesale Computer Services Broadcast Booth. Here is Will Sterrett on 100.1 KYFM.
Welcome back to the Wholesale Computer Services Broadcast Booth as Owosso and Edmond Santa Fe have reached the halfway point.
From the Wholesale Computer Services Broadcast Booth, here is Will Sterrett on 100.1 KYFM.
Welcome back to the Wholesale Computer Services Broadcast Booth as Owosso and Edmond Santa Fe have reached the halfway point. Coming up, Steve Mowry and Rob Williams will have a Jay & Company CPA's By the Number Stats Update. Right now, time for our weekly check-in with Athletic Director Zach Duffield, courtesy of our friends at Trails End Barbecue. What do country star Garth Brooks and Oklahoma Governor Kevin Stitt have in common? Well, the past 2 weeks, both those guys got their barbecue fix at Trail's End, and you should too. Drop by and see them this weekend. Let's throw it back to Booth A as Grant and Duff are waiting.
Well, we welcome you to halftime. Thank you for being with us here on the Owosso Sports Network and on 100.1 KYFM as we always enjoy our halftime chat with Zach Duffield, the athletic director for the Owosso Public Schools. And Zach, I know you've had quite a week. I know you've had quite an off season, but hey, we're finally here to Friday night, and hopefully everything goes off without a hitch.
Absolutely, Grant. I always want to thank you and Steve for having us up here. Thank our great friend John Cash at Trails End Barbecue for helping sponsor this part of the game night. It's always fun to come up here and be with you guys. It's been an interesting week. I've been doing this a long time, and haven't ever had one quite like this. So what a great night, though. And, typically we'd be saying, man, the stadium's full and it's a lot of fun. Mm-hmm. But due to constrictions, we couldn't do that. But, wow, what a neat deal to be back and, kind of bring sports back. If you're a sports-minded person, it sure is a lot of fun to see it live again. And, for me, being a school person my whole life growing up that way, it's just fun to see kids back doing what they love to do.
Well, I know we had to cap our attendance. It's 30% full. We'll look at it as the stadium half full type of the approach to it. But I know that's been one of the hardest things for you as an athletic director is to have to tell fans, hey, we're not going to be able to get everybody in this year. But we've had some pretty good cooperation from most of our fan base. And I think most everybody that I can tell has been pretty understanding of the situation.
Yeah, absolutely. I tell you, it's one of those things. There's always a fear of the unknown, and there's so much unknown this year. But if for those who've been around Owosso Athletics, especially Owosso football the last few